Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, great to have John Jackson, the Joker from X, in the house with us here on this Tuesday. He was helping to hold down the fort on Thursday while we then went live from the KATQ Radio Farm Expo in Plentywood. And always great to have John here behind the microphone, mixing it up on a number of topics. We never really know what we're going to talk about, do we, John?
That's right. That last segment, I swear. I was telling Katie, it's like being a bomb tech. Like we were in that other room testing it. It's like, okay, we've cut the red wire. We've cut the yellow wire. Now we're going to try the blue.
Nothing went boom yet. Or even if it did, well, we do the low crawl back to the studio. Yeah, so we were playing around with our remote broadcast equipment because I got to hit the road to Great Falls again today. And so I want to be ready to rock and roll for tomorrow's show live from the Mackers Convention in Great Falls. That's going to be fun. We've got the CMR Museum folks coming over. Norma Ashby Smith's going to come over. And then, of course, the fine folks who build and maintain all of our roads across Montana will be in the house for the Mackers Convention, the Montana Association of County Road Supervisors. Man, it was sure fun having Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in the state capitol yesterday. I was hoping for some more fireworks. I was hoping some of the liberal media would try to pick a fight with Ron DeSantis. But very clearly, though, you know, they didn't even want to pick a fight with either Governor Gianforte or Governor Ron DeSantis. I mean, the two of them were talking about how red states like Florida and Montana have delivered for their people, and how much better the red states, the free states like Florida and Montana, are doing and have been doing than especially the blue states of America. And it was just interesting that none of the reporters in the room even dared to question those facts.
Yeah, none of them. They've seen Ron DeSantis over his time as governor, and he's very cordial, but if you come at him with bias or hostility, he's going to haul off and punch you right in the face. And so none of them wanted to get punched in the face by Ron DeSantis and have it go national, because one of those clips would go national. And DeSantis is, without a doubt, the model for every Republican governor in the country. If you guys want to know how to govern a state as a red governor, just watch everything Ron DeSantis does and do that. You cannot go wrong.
Here's part of what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had to say. Of course, they were touting a federal balanced budget amendment.
Sit here and tell you, you know, we're ranked number one in economy 2 years in a row, number one in education, 50-year low in the crime rate. We got the lowest of any state that has debt, the lowest per capita debt in the country. We're spending less money this year than last year, cutting taxes. I can go through all that, and it's great, and it's important to show leadership. But ultimately, the states are not going to be successful if federal spending and the Congress does not get under control.
All right, and that's why they were talking about a federal balanced budget amendment. You know, he talked about the turn of the century, which was the year 2000. Doesn't seem that long ago. The debt was $5.6 trillion then. It's nearly $36 trillion now. We'll talk about that and more, and take your phone calls right after this.
It's my...
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana, statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, here's more from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Then we'll get into your phone calls and more. But, you know, obviously Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was touting what Florida has done, what Montana has done to you know, provide tax relief that then helps your economy. And we've all seen it, especially after COVID-19. You saw people bailing on the blue states and fleeing to the red states here. But specifically with regard to the national debt, here's what Florida Governor Ron DeSantis had to say yesterday, and then we'll get more reaction from John Jackson here as well.
When the turn of the 21st century happened, we were about $5.6 trillion in debt as a country. So that's from the time George Washington put his hand on the Bible as the first president in 1789 all the way until the turn of the 21st century. It was $5.6 trillion. Today, 25 years later, we're at over $36 trillion in debt. Just the interest that we pay to service our existing debt is over $1 trillion annually. That's more than what we spend on the core function of the federal government, our national defense.
All right. And then obviously right now, President Trump is dealing with a $2 trillion deficit that Joe Biden handed him as he, fled back to his beachside, whatever. And so something's got to be done. John, this is why DOGE and the Department of Government Efficiency and everything Elon Musk is doing right now is so important to save this country. I mean, you look at how much debt was piled on just in the last 25 years, how many times more than what had piled up in 200 years?
And the way you take a giant crack at all of this is through this reconciliation bill coming up. And we demand, we absolutely demand of the Republican Congress to send up to President Trump a reconciliation bill that will whack all of this stuff. That is, take out all the cuts that DOGE has found. Take absolutely eliminate the Green New Deal scam, the Inflation Reduction Act, that whole thing. That's $400 billion right there. That's $500 trillion right there. All of this stuff right now. We will not accept not one more delay, not one more excuse. Do it all right now. Codify all that stuff into law, and also codify into budget law that from here on out, not one taxpayer dime can ever be used to aid illegal aliens in any way.
Yeah, look at the effort it's taking to try to claw that back in and just to rein that in right now. President Trump's HUD Secretary for Housing and Urban Development just had to push through a big order to stop our taxpayer dollars from going to public housing for illegal aliens. I mean, look at the way some of our impoverished communities here in Montana have basically been ignored in the last 4 years, and yet all the money that has gone towards illegal aliens. Let's go into the phone lines. We've got Sean in Shelby Tim in Shelby, not Sean. I got a message from Sean in Shelby on the app earlier. Tim in Shelby, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been calling DOGE, and it's a great program. But my one question is, are they going to be able to retrieve any of that money that they found illegally given out, or is it gone? Is it history?
Good question. Yeah, how much are they able to claw back and bring back? That's a really good question. When they've identified the near $70 million that was going to, hotels in New York City, for example. Yeah, great question. Did you have another point or another follow-up on that before I get John's take here?
Well, yeah, also with the DOGE, people are really upset with Trump because they're thinking that he invented DOGE. Well, they haven't. I mean, DOGE was even used with Obama.
Yeah, the Department of Government Efficiency, I forget what it's called originally, but it was a department that was created to find efficiencies in government, especially using, new digital tools that are available, technical tools. And, yeah, that was started under Obama. That was the framework that DOGE is now operating under. Yeah, great point, Tim. Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening to KSEN. John Jackson, your thoughts?
Yeah. They have been on a campaign to dismiss and besmirch and smear DOGE and Elon Musk now for what the entire time that Trump has been president, a couple of months now here. What everybody else has to understand is when you hear this screeching and caterwauling from the communists in this country, you know one thing. That means we are over the target. That means keep pushing, push as hard as you can. You know, what they're screeching about, Aaron, was that he would get into the Social Security databases. You know why? Elon pointed out all of this money going out of there, too. It can't even be traced. And all of it going out to illegal aliens that then use that stuff to get on other entitlement programs. They're going to find trillions here. And it's all got to stop. If they can stop it right now, cut it, and keep it from happening in the future, you will start to see our debt come down.
Yeah, some of that money, unfortunately, is lost forever. I mean, the USAID money that was funneled into these NGOs that were funneling illegal aliens into this country, That money's lost. It was put into the pockets of these corrupt NGOs and then put into the pockets of these criminal illegal aliens that we still need to get out of here. But there was some money that they were able to stop from getting shipped out the door. I mean, millions of dollars that was supposed to go to New York City for housing for illegal aliens, whoop, they put a halt to that. They kept that money in the Treasury. There was, you know, he called it like the gold bars that were sinking with the Titanic. The EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin identified, what, $20 billion? He's like, oh, put a halt on that money. That money is not going out the door.
That whole gold bar thing, that's O'Keefe. O'Keefe got that soundbite from that guy talking about it.
The Project Veritas guy? Yeah, interesting. So they stopped a lot of this money from going out the door, but a lot of that just, unfortunately, not just thrown down the toilet, but used against you, used against us, our own money used against us.
Broadcasting live across the big sky. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
What was this story, John? We were just about to come out after the break here, and John's like, oh, here's a story you might appreciate here. All right, so, John, what's the story here? For all the climate alarmists out there or the climate change skeptics, whatever label you want to put on anybody, just give it to us straight, John. Just hit us with it.
I saw this post the other day on X where the World Meteorological Organization is saying now that a whole bunch of the stuff with climate change, the effects are irreversible and won't be able to be reversed for hundreds of years. So, I mean, yay team. I mean, I'm going out today and going ahead and restarting my tire yard fire. I'm taking the muffler off my truck. I mean, you're free at last, free at last.
You and Ilhan Omar, you can go set a bunch of tires on fire and block off streets in little Somalia, Minnesota.
None of it matters anymore. Yeah, crank it up.
Yeah, that's my whole thing with this whole climate alarmist argument and agenda is like, okay, so even if everything you claim is accurate, what are you actually going to do about it? Like that's the thing, like old Fussy Bussy and the Democrats that are doing these fake phony town halls across Montana right now with the George Soros groups. Everybody sees right through it because these guys will sit here and all they're going to do is they're going to try to kill Colstrip. They're going to try to shut down the natural gas power plant and Lord knows what else in the meantime. And for what? To accomplish nothing for their so-called climate agenda. That's why it has nothing to do with the climate. It has everything to do with they don't want us living here and working here. They want to make it a playground for themselves and their liberal buddies with the American Prairie Reserve.
Every single thing they do is destruction. The socialist communist agenda is to destroy you. That's why you see it. You just talked about climate. You see it with economy. You see it with the illegal invasion. You see it every single step they take is to try to destroy you and break you down, because how else are they going to get rid of modern democracy, the Constitution, Western civilization, and remake it into their socialist paradise? They have to break you down first.
Yeah, and you're seeing that in Europe and the effects already there. That's why Russia has been profiting off of Europe being dependent on them for energy and so on. Hey, John, we've been talking a lot about the illegal alien crisis in this country and here in Montana. For those who missed it, I've got two stories on our Montana Talks website right now. You had a Trende Aragua-related arrest by the Border Patrol in the Havre, Montana sector. They picked up a U.S. citizen who was smuggling three Trende Aragua illegal alien gangbangers into the country. So that person's been arrested, and the illegals, I'm assuming, are being deported. And then the Whitefish Station for the Spokane sector also arrested another illegal alien. They've arrested dozens of illegal aliens in the past month or so. But there's a bill in the Montana legislature today that's coming up for third reading in the Montana House of Representatives. One of our listeners in Helena messaged me about this bill. Let me get the I've got a legislator on the phone lines who can tell us more about it. John, your friend and mine, Representative Jody Etchart, is joining us from the Capitol right now. Jody, is it House Bill 275? Is that the one that I heard about earlier this morning?
Correct, Aaron. House Bill 275 brought by Ed Staffman.
Yeah, he's a far-left legislator out of Bozeman. So as I understand it, this is a bill that would give driving privileges to illegal aliens. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
John's laughing in the back.
I just spoke with our Attorney General, Austin Knutson, and got his permission to say this as he reads it as well. A person who is ineligible, in other words, in the United States illegally, can now get a driving privilege card.
Wow. And you're trying to stop this. This is up for third reading today, which tells me it already passed not just once, but twice. So today is the day to call your lawmakers and message them and tell them to stop this legislation, is what it sounds like.
I think that a lot of people listen to what Representative Staffman had to say, and I really think that Representative Staffman thinks this is a good thing. And with the way sometimes bills are written, it can be kind of confusing, but it's clearly in the statute. A person who is ineligible for a driver's license, which means they are in the presence of the United States, that their presence in the United States is not authorized under federal law, then he wants them to be eligible for a driving privilege card. It's clearly, I think he just made it sound like it's really easy and this is a really good thing to do for people. And I think he made it sound like that all these people are here legally. It's okay. They're in the United States. But clearly under Montana statute, it would be not authorized under federal law to be in the United States.
So why are some Republicans voting for this?
So I think that they just, the way Ed Staffman's bill reads, it seems to be a little bit confusing. You have to look up in his bill under new section 1, you have to then go look up a different statute, which is 61-5-105-10, that says whose presence in the United States is not authorized under federal law. I think just the way it's written is confusing for people, and they listened to how he presented it, and he presented, all these people are here, we want them to drive, we want them to have insurance. Fine, we do, we want that, all that, but we want them here legally if they're going to do that, not illegally.
Yeah, interesting. So he's claiming, well, this will force them to then get insurance, because we've had a lot of problems with illegal aliens smashing into other people's cars, driving drunk, wrong way drunk driving on the interstate near Bozeman. But look, there's laws against drunk driving. So what makes you think that just because you give them a driver privilege card that somehow they're going to stop drunk driving and stop driving without insurance and everything else, right?
Correct. Here's my other thing is, when you have a driving privilege card, and you can look this up and verify this on Grok, if they have a driving privilege card, can they then go to the state of Virginia and vote in Virginia because they have a Montana driving privilege card?
Very interesting. Yeah, that's a really good question. And does it give the appearance of legal status when there is none? That's why I think this sounds like, especially coming from that far-left activist representative, it sounds like this is just an underhanded attempt to John Jackson's got a question for you here as well. John, go ahead.
Hey, Jody, real quick. Aaron just said that it's on its third reading. Does that mean it has already passed a couple of votes?
It passed the House vote. Yes, John, it passed the House vote, and then it passed the debate portion of the reading yesterday, and then it's up for the rapid third reading today to verify it in the House. And we're doing our very best to kill this bill on third reading because I think people just didn't quite understand. It was convoluted. Even I spoke with Representative Neil Durham, I think from House District 1. He's retired at Montana Highway Patrol, and he's currently the chief of police in his town now. And he verifies this is absolutely the case. You are giving illegal aliens a driving privilege card. They are here illegally.
It also seems like it's an effort to shield illegal aliens from stacking up additional crimes on top of being here illegally in the first place, so that they can then shield them from a faster deportation process. That's what it sounds like to me. So, Representative Jody Etchart, what's your message then to folks across Montana here? What should they tell their lawmakers here, and how much time do they have?
Well, they don't have very much time at all. But you got to tell them that read the vote right. Find Austin Knutson, our attorney general. Find Jody Etchart. find us, and we will show you exactly what you voted for. Because, again, this is confusing. The people that I talked to that are switching their votes went, oh, my, you're right. This is not what I signed. This is not what I expected. This is not what was presented. I am not voting for this. So as soon as they see, oh, goodness, this is clearly what you're saying, that we're giving unauthorized presence to vote legally we're giving people who are not authorized in the United States to drive in Montana, then they're changing their vote.
Well, thanks so much for the heads up on this, Representative Jody Etchart. Yeah, because, man, I mean, I know there'd still be time to potentially kill it in the state Senate. But, heck, John, you've seen what's been going on in the state Senate where you've had 9 Republicans voting with the Democrats. So you can't just say, oh, maybe they'll kill it in the Senate, when it's like, no, you got to kill it right now is what it sounds like. That's what this is, look, you're an illegal alien. You don't have the privilege to do squat in this country right now. Why would we give them any privilege card for anything?
I tell you, I was having a good morning here, Aaron. I was all chilled out, and Jody called in here and triggered me, okay? And I tell you something right now. Anybody that votes for this, I'm going to hook up with our girl Kat, and I'm going to get every one of y'all's names, and y'all are going to get plastered out all over X. I'm going to name every one of you here on the Aaron Flint Show, and I'm going to do it till the next election. And your president is out there with a nationwide push to get rid of these people, and y'all are voting to give them driving permits?
Yeah.
I mean, are you serious?
Well, that goes back to these left-wing judges. What are they trying to do? I sent a tweet out Sunday morning. I was listening to Howie Kurtz, and, you know, with his media show or whatever, and he's like, well, you know, these judges are just trying to make sure that there's due process here. This, look, Howie, like, millions of people invaded this country illegally, and there is a law already on the books, and according to precedent by the United States Supreme Court, no district judge in this country has the authority to even intervene in blocking their deportation under the law which President Trump is using. Like, but these people acting like, but that's what these left-wing judges are trying to do, is they allowed this invasion to take place, and now they're trying to slow walk the exit of any of these illegal aliens at the same time. If they can make it hard to deport rapists and murderers, then they can effectively block anybody from being deported.
And listen to what Jody just told you right there. She's saying that people now on third reading are going, that's what we were voting for. I have to change my vote back. Jody is what, a second term person up there, and she already knows what this is. How do you people not know what this is? How are you seeing your people up there not, first of all, not knowing what it is? You're not reading the bill. What are you doing up there?
I'm just glad that Jody Etchart turned John Jackson into Chris Farley.
I want Holyfield.
She triggered me, man.
I want Holyfield.
I was calm this morning, and Jody came in here and pushed my button.
You're like David Noble on Twitch all of a sudden. I want Holyfield. Throwing the headset down, you know. All right, we're going to place the headset down just for a quick break.
This is where Montana talks ag with Lane Nordlund.
President Trump has signed an executive order to increase domestic production of critical minerals, including potash. The president directed federal agencies to complete lists of pending mineral projects and expedite their review in coordination with the National Emergency Dominance Council led by Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. The president also directed Burgum to prioritize critical mineral production on federal lands over other activities. The Interior Secretary can determine whether other minerals such as coal are covered by the order. A White House official told reporters that Trump would utilize the Defense Production Act to increase mineral production. President Joe Biden also used the DPA to boost the nation's critical mineral output in 2022. The U.S. Geological Survey says America imported 91% of its potash in 2023. The U.S. has almost doubled egg imports from Brazil in considering relaxing regulations for eggs laid by chickens raised for meat. The move comes as the Trump administration is trying to lower record high egg prices caused by avian influenza. The administration is also pushing for more imports from countries like Turkey and South Korea, which usually send few eggs to the U.S. and has asked the EU to send more eggs. Now, the Brazilian or broiler chicken eggs will make it to the grocery store, but they could be used in more processed foods like cake mixes, ice cream, or salad dressing, freeing up more fresh eggs for American shoppers. I'm Lane Nordlund.
From Mondekistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
We got to come up with something for the Joker there. That's such a great little liner and intro deal. The Mondakistan to the Flathead one that our producer, Caden, did a great job putting together. We'll come up with something for you too, John, you know. Something referencing all the jokers that are on the show, yours truly included. But, Dave in the Shields Valley just sent an email during the break, you know, referring to House Bill 275, this bill that's up for third reading that would give drivers privileges to illegal aliens. And my response is, they don't deserve any privileges, right? They deserve the privilege to get the heck out of here and self-deport as soon as possible, or Tom Homan's going to come in and get them. But he says, if you don't understand the bill, don't vote on it. That was Dave in Shields Valley talking about House Bill 275 already up for third reading.
It seems pretty common sense there, doesn't it, Aaron? What did you get sent up there to do? What did you run for office to do up there in Helena? I would assume it would be to read these bills and decide whether or not you want to vote yes or no. I mean, how can you be voting for something like this unless you're a Democrat? I mean, I get that Democrats, you know, they spent the last however many years flooding our country with illegal aliens. But if you claim to be a Republican, how in the bloody ever-loving fudge could you vote for something like this? I don't get it. Like I said, I calmed down during the break, Aaron, and now you got me all jacked up again.
That's good. Yeah, that's nice because I get to just kind of relax and just, you know, wind up John and let him go. You know, it's kind of like taking a vacation day here. It's like, all right, go ahead, John. Had a couple of different messages come in. Greg, what is the bill number on the driver license for illegals? House Bill 275. What's that? House Bill 275. Should I say it four more times? No, I appreciate that. Yeah, because we talk so fast and cover so many topics, so I'm glad folks want to know the bill number so they can call. I had a couple of messages here. Chris in Billings says, Crimefornia created the motor voter bill in the same manner and then registered them to vote Democrat. A different name came from this listener. This is from Eric in Belgrade, who is a retired law enforcement officer from California, now in Belgrade, Montana. Eric says this: Mexifornia gave illegals ID cards years ago. In turn, they then got voter registration forms. Imagine that. Let's go next. I think we've got, is it Fred in the Flathead? Fred, what's on your mind? Thanks for the call.
Oh, yeah, just that driver's license thing got me going, but your messengers kind of covered it. California, you know, they gave them driver's license, and they said, oh, you know, we got to have them come in from the shadows and all this. And no, none of it, not a bit of it. And I'll tell you what, it's all of it. It's the shelters. It's the legal weed. All of it, it's incremental. They get it in there at the voting. If they get those licenses guaranteed, they'll be check a box. It'll be provisional. We'll have to make sure you're a legal voter. No, none of it. No on 275. Legal weed, just a quick thing, a little bit of rant here. Not to outdo John, but I got a thing. I think this legal weed is tied in with this gang activity and these foreign criminal nationals.
Oh, of course.
Why would they set up here and then allow the government-sponsored weed shops to have a cut? I bet those are all paying the tax to these gangs, if you know what I mean. End of comment.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. I think eventually the black market's going to eventually try to push out the legal market here. That's what I know has been happening to a certain extent already in Colorado and California. I don't know, John, your thoughts. You're more the expert on that topic certainly than me.
Yeah. All of those people that got into that business are all already nefarious characters. And, of course, nefarious characters are not going to follow the law. That's the nature of how they behave. And they're going to be selling out the back door on the black market, all that stuff. And fortunately, the taxpayers just have to get a taste of this. And they voted for it. They're going to have to get a taste for it and then figure out that they want it repealed sometime in the future.
You know what's really interesting? So last week there was all these rumors about what was going on in Poplar, Montana. There was a lockdown of some of the buildings there. There was rumors about the cartels trying to go kidnap a woman out of the jail who was informing on them. And And Fort Peck Tribal Law Enforcement put out a statement and said, you know, basically said, no, that's not what happened, and kind of put that to rest. But very clearly, like, the locals are very concerned about the drug cartel and the Tren de Aragua activity that they know is going on. I mean, that situation aside. In fact, I saw some folks are now holding rallies in Wolf Point. There was like a protest slash rally in Wolf Point calling for an end to the violence, because you've had some young people get murdered recently up there as well. And at least the locals I'm hearing from, they think it's all connected. And what I just find interesting is, like, some of the people that are organizing these rallies were some of the same kind of Democrat Party operatives that allowed this invasion to happen in the first place. But I don't know. But I'd still be interested in hearing their thoughts, because maybe they're, you know, having second thoughts. I don't know.
Well, we've been saying for 25 years, Indian reservations are like tailor-made for these foreign organized crime units. You know why? Because they're an area unto their own. Local and state law enforcement is not allowed in there. And they have access to immediately a population of people that have a monthly stipend of disposable income that they can use to buy drugs. So what do you got there? You got these guys able to operate without local law enforcement scrutiny with people that have a regular source of disposable income. It's tailor-made for them.
Matt in Columbia Falls has a different spin on the driver privilege bill for illegals. Matt, great to hear from you. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I really hope it doesn't get approved. It'd be absolutely preposterous if it gets approved. But kind of the silver lining behind it is if illegal immigrants are going to go to the DMV and register for driving privileges, you know, 3-6 months from now, Austin Knutson or even a legal team through Freedom of Information Act requests should be able to obtain their addresses, and we can just roll ICE right up to their house and pick them up. Thank you for self-identifying.
That's what I was kind of I was trying to play devil's advocate with this as well, Matt, which is, are my timeline's even faster. This could be like a honeypot for illegal aliens. Like, oh, hey, come get your driver privilege card, and, oh, meet my buddy that works for Tom Holman over here while you come to get it. But, John, you're shaking your head. That's not how this would play out at all.
Oh, not even close. What they would be doing is every single one of them would have some address that's the rescue mission down here, or some abandoned house, or some P.O. box somewhere. It will never actually come back to where they are staying. No, that would never happen. You would never be able to use that to gather up any significant group of them.
You know, on a good news front, I spoke earlier this morning with Yellowstone County District Court Judge Ashley Harada, and she said a year ago under the Biden administration, if you had illegal aliens coming through your court, you would sentence them, you would, you know, do what you did as a judge, and then you wouldn't know what would happen to them. Most likely they got put back out on the streets by Joe Biden, right? She says now, she told me she's had multiple illegal aliens coming through her courtroom, and ICE is there deporting them within days. They're getting deported. So there's a lot of stuff I've been reporting about Border Patrol arrests and ICE arrests and things like that. But there's a lot that isn't being reported because it's just going on in the courts and it's not being reported. So that's the good news.
Judge Harada is awesome. I've known her for a few years now. She's just got that, you meet her out in the public and she's just got that great manner about her. She's just very sweet and very nice and very cordial. But then also, she's also got that judge side to her to where if you cross her or disrespect her, she will reach out like a bullwhip and oh, pow! I mean,
I was going to say, you know, if Tim Walz showed up at your MMA gym, he'd get his butt whipped. But if Judge Harada showed up, I think she could take you, John. I think she could take you.
I wouldn't want to roll with her. I think I'd duck out of that role.
Her husband's such a great guy, too, Tim, Air Force veteran. So, yeah, neat family. Let's go to Marilyn in Lolo. Marilyn, great to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Hi. So, the longer I've been on hold, a lot more to want to talk about.
That happens, yeah.
So, the main reason why I'm calling, thank you for giving us the number of that bill again. I appreciate that. And here in Lolo, so they're trying to... Okay, our water and our sewer are at capacity and falling apart. The infrastructure is old. And where has the tax money gone that should be there to fix it? And yet, last night we were on an urgent call to vote for a letter to send it to Sheehy to try and get some grant money to come back here and fix this stuff. Well, it was then underhanded. The county commissioners and whoever, public works and all that, it's just, there's so much secrecy and fraud and, you know, I'm always on that. There were $36 trillion in debt. And yes, our infrastructure is old, is old and needs repair, but where is the money we've already paid into it?
What a great question, especially Lolo. I know you're trying to get out of Missoula County, but you're still in Missoula County, and so you just had your property taxes go up by another 16% in Missoula County, and yet, oh, no water here. You know what I mean? To use another Forrest Gump type of a reference here. What a great question from Marilyn and Lolo. Marilyn, thanks for the call. Quick break. Oh, where did my money go? What a great question.
Montana's. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
John, were you thinking of the same song that I was thinking of when Marilyn said it? She said, oh, where did my money go? Or where can my money be? And I was going to sing the song, but, you know, we've already got illegal aliens causing enough wrecks. I didn't need more people wrecking their car while they're listening to the show. So that's why I didn't sing the song. But you were thinking the same song I was,
oh,
right?
Oh, where can my baby be?
Okay, that wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. But let's, who sings that song? Do you remember?
I don't.
Okay, well, it's the Cavaliers. So let's keep it that way, okay? All right, here we go.
Well, where, oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good, so I can see my baby.
Yeah, you could do like a lot of spin on this one. Where, oh, where did my money go? It's in Guatemala, chopping off body parts. I don't know.
That's where you need Green the Mighty Humanity. He's really good at, like, doing Weird Al Yankovic, putting lyrics into songs like that.
Yeah. I was going to play the Pearl Jam version of that song, but screw them. I mean, they supported this open borders invasion and everything. They're a bunch of, you know, left-wing wackos, so don't need to play their version of the song. Who do we got next up on the phone lines here? We got Ken in the Billings Heights. Ken, what's going on?
Well, you know, you're talking about these people that are aiding and abetting these, what do you call them, Oguales, what the hell it is, and what the hell you bring the end of their everything. But anyway, wouldn't they be an accessory to the fact, just like somebody that commits murder or something, because they're against the United States and, people that want to destroy this country? They're supposed to be Americans and turning them in to ISIS rather than hiding them or aiding them in some way, don't you think?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, let me do one case in particular. Tren de Aragua. I have to try to give a fake Spanish accent when I say that. Tren de Aragua. So there's I believe, a woman, U.S. citizen, arrested for smuggling these illegal aliens in. That was the one, the arrest by the Havre, Montana sector. And she's charged with a couple of different crimes here, but a lot of our commenters asked a really good question. Why isn't she being charged with aiding and abetting a terrorist organization, right? Because that's what Tren de Aragua is.
Yeah, and those charges now that President Trump has made that designation of them as a terrorist group can be brought to bear. And what we're also, in that same vein, what we're also waiting for to see is all of these Hamasniks all over the college campuses and all over the streets everywhere. We're waiting to see Pambani and the DOJ, the FBI, start bringing terrorism charges against those people. That's what we want to see.
All right. Hey, next up on the phone lines, this is cool. Nice surprise phone call from former State Senator Steve Heinbaugh out of Weibo, Montana. It was so great to see him in Glendive here recently. Senator Heinbaugh, great to hear from you. What do you think of the privileges for illegal aliens that Representative Staffman wants to extend?
Thanks for what you guys are doing today. I just wanted to say that I agree with John. What are they thinking about? What are people thinking about voting for that? You know, there's two things that I always looked at when I seen a bill come. One was a sponsor, and most of the time when Staffman bought a bill, 99% of the time I didn't vote for it because it was no good, you know. And so that's the first thing. And then the second thing is when we have illegal aliens getting driver's license, that's pretty much a no-brainer too. So I think there's a lot of politics going on. We need to get rid of some of these rhinos that keep voting for this kind of stuff to wreck our country just to play politics, you know.
Hey, what did you think yesterday? Of course, the big drama in the state Senate was there was a motion to expel Republican Senator Ellsworth, who's been voting with the eight other Republican senators with the Democrats on rules and committee assignments. That motion failed. They then tried to censor him. That motion failed. I saw the Senate Democrats tried to criticize the Republicans for failing to reprimand Ellsworth, but it's like the Democrats were the ones who voted not to expel him, by and large, and not to censor him. So it's like, but the Democrats want to criticize the Republicans over it?
Yeah, isn't it been kind of a chaotic deal? I mean, nobody really, you know, everybody that I see is doing that is selfish. They don't give a darn about what Montana really wants or what Montana really needs or freedom. And it's just about what can I get for myself. So it's quite a deal.
Senator Heimbach, great to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling in. Let's see. Chris in Martinsdale says we got the song wrong. All right, what song should we have played there, Chris?
Well, the song you were saying it the first time. Where has my little dog gone? Where, oh, where can he be?
Oh, okay. So is that a different
version?
That's
the one you were
singing. Oh, that's the one. Is that the
no,
one John was singing?
No, it's a different song. It's really old song, you know.
All right. Well, that's going to come up in John's performance evaluation then. I appreciate you calling in and holding him accountable.
Oh, no. I was singing that song.
I thought so.
Where Can My Baby Be?
Okay. Yeah. That's what I thought, too. All right. Well, either way, Chris, we appreciate you calling in, singing a little ditty for us here this morning as well. Frank and Malta, you're up next. What song are you going to sing for us? He's like, I'll just run the board and play some other music here for a little while. Oh, man. Let's see. Tracy and Kalispell, we're just about out of time. Tracy, what's on your mind?
Real quick. Section 8 in our Article 1 of the Constitution says that to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. I looked up what repel means, and it says to drive or force an attack or an attacker back or away.
And, John, that's what's happened. We have been invaded over the last 4 years. Donald Trump's using the law to repel the invasion.
As Joe Biden and all his people committed treason against the United States to do that.
I'm live from Great Falls at the Heritage Inn tomorrow for the Mackers Convention. Look forward to seeing our friends there.